On behalf of Edgar Bergen, Kelly McCarthy, Ray Noble, and his orchestra, Nina Gordon, one of his third fantastic universal swing, Oz Conried, and our special guest, Barbara Bel Geddes, Rudy Valley, and Ken Murray. And here are Edgar Bergen and Kelly McCarthy.
Hi, all you Fullerton fellas and fillies.
Isn't this a beautiful spring day?
Yes, it is. It's all of that.
Yes. This is the season when the flowers bloom and the birds migrate.
Yeah. And the bees start kicking the pollen around.
Yeah. Everywhere you look, the little birds are... Oh, the little buds.
That's right. Get it right.
Yes, all right. Little buds are shooting out of the trees.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
No wonder my hat keeps popping off. Yes.
Yes, this weather gives me an opportunity to get out, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, I'm interested, Charlie. I'm interested in wildlife.
At your age?
Well. Yes, sir. I've even thought of going to an ornithologist.
Yeah? Yes. Having trouble with your orny?
No. No, you see, Charlie, I'm a bird watcher.
Oh, a bird watcher. Imagine sitting around and watching dumb birds. That's it.
Well, I have a friend with me who's also a bird lover.
Yeah?
Yes. And his name is Ken Murray. You know, he made the most unusual picture of the year.
Really?
Yes,
he did.
It's a picture that's made entirely with birds, and it's called Bill and Coo.
But was it any good?
Well, good enough so that it won an Academy Award.
Yeah?
Yes.
What did they give him, a stuffed owl?
No, they didn't. I'll let you find out for yourself. Oh, Ken.
Yes, Edgar.
Charlie, this is Ken Murray.
Hello, Mr. Murray.
Well, if it isn't my old friend, Oscar McCarthy.
Yes. What do you mean, Oscar?
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. It's a natural mistake. The name is on my mind so much these days. Academy Award and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Oh, you must suffer, yes. Just tell me, what do the birds do in your picture?
Oh, why, Charlie, they do most everything. They juggle, turn somersaults, work on a trapeze, and they even walk a tightrope.
Well, I can do that.
Without dragging your tail?
Yes. Not that. What bird do you think is the smartest?
Well, I'd say the cuckoo.
Why?
Because it can tell time. Mr. Jolly, do you know what chimney swallows do?
Swallow chimneys?
Yeah, that's right.
And, Mr. Murray, what is the secret with this thing? What makes your birds so smart?
Oh, it's very, very simple, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I talk to them.
You talk to them?
I talk to them.
Talk
yes.
to birds.
Yes.
Uh-huh, yes. We must be kind to him. Yes. Mr. Murray, when did you first start talking to birds?
Well, one night I was lying awake in my bed.
Yes.
And I heard the patter of little feet on my roof.
That's when you should have called a doctor.
Well, it may sound a little bit ridiculous, but Ken, I really believe that birds have a language. I think that tweet tweet must mean something to another bird.
Of course it does, Edgar. Look, I'll be glad to give you boys a lesson in bird language if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now,
yeah.
First, you take the word tweet tweet tweet.
Yeah.
And to understand them, we'll have to break them up.
Well, then you'll have threaded tweety.
Of course, Jolly, if you've studied your grammar, you know there's a present tense, a past tense.
A hoy tense and a pup tense.
Look, now let's translate the word, twi-twa-twir.
Yeah.
Let's translate that, twi-twa-twir, which means, look who's here, it's I'm, see?
It's I'm.
Yeah, you see, I'm is an idiom.
Oh. Well, let me say it.
Oism. Now, you take for instance, the prepositional phrase, tweety-tweetle.
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 Yeah.
That means with him.
With him.
See, and tweety-twaffle means with me.
With me?
Yeah.
Well, now, what with you?
Nothing. What with you?
I'll trip him up yet. Mm-hmm. Hey, what does Cacky Doodle Doo mean?
That means, there's good news tonight.
Interesting. You know, I'd like to work with you in your next picture.
Well, do you have any birds?
No, not birds. But after talking with you, I got bats in me, Belfry.
No, Charlie, talking to birds really isn't that bad. Look at me. It hasn't affected me any.
Oh,
except with maybe I have a little trouble. I can't sleep at night.
Uh-huh. You can't sleep?
I can't sleep.
Insomnia?
No, I keep falling out of my tree.
But all kidding aside, if you can use a clever little fellow in your next picture...
As a matter of fact, Charlie, you are just the person I'm looking for.
Oh, good. It's a good part, though. I don't want
to... Oh, it is. It's a marvelous part.
Good.
You play a daring hero, see?
Yeah.
In a chase scene,
That's
see?
What I want.
And single-handed, you fight 300 birds.
I'll take it. What are they, lovebirds?
No, these are woodpeckers.
I'm a little too. That makes the best seller in the grocery store are people asking for something delicious. That's what makes Tenderleaf tea balls best sellers all over the country. The delicious flavor of the tea they make brings everybody back for more. Year round, Tenderleaf tea balls hold first place because they're better in every way. Any growing plant at this season of the year shows you where the extra flavor comes from. The new leaves are pushing out towards the ends of the branches. And on the tea plant, that's where the flavor grows. Old leaves lower down are coarse and overgrown. Tea from those old leaves can't compare with what you get from the young top tea leaves. And Tenderleaf tea balls present that richer flavor at its ideal best. Filtered perfectly clear. The filter paper packets are absolutely tasteless. They leave nothing but pleasure in your cup. Ask your grocer tomorrow for Tenderleaf brand tea balls.
Greetings and salutations.
Oh, I hardly think so.
You hardly think what?
I don't know. You started this whole mess.
All right. Well, tell me, what does coming of spring mean to you, Mortimer? Spring in the air.
Well, it means I got to do my spring planting and gardening.
Yes, it does. And tell me, is anything coming up yet?
Yep.
What?
Gophers. Yeah, got a good crop of them.
Yeah. Well, after the long winter, I imagine you have to start getting your farm into shape again.
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, spring always sort of catches me with my fence down. And...
Are you good at building fences?
Well, no, no, I'm not. But I didn't know till I come to town yesterday that they got schools to learn you how.
Learn you how?
Yeah.
To build fences?
Mm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. On a building, I seen a sign what said fencing lessons.
I see. Mortimer, you didn't go in there, did you?
Yeah, and I was darn lucky to get out of there alive.
Why?
Well, the minute I got in, some crazy feller grabbed a long dread knife and started jabbing me in the stomach.
Well, he had a sword and a mask on, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, Mortimer, he was harmless.
Harmless, nothing. He was a monster.
A monster?
He was a regular Frankenfurter. And the minute he seen me, he went the jerk.
The jerk. Well, I hope he didn't frighten you.
Oh, I was so scared, my teeth was clicking like castanets.
Well, surely you know by now the man's purpose.
Well, I know what he was after.
Yeah?
Well, sure. He was after my scalp.
Your scalp?
Yeah.
No, no.
Every time he sliced at me, he yelled, toupee, toupee.
No.
Yes, it is.
The word is touche.
Oh, maybe so. Yeah.
It's a fencing term, meaning you have scored.
Yeah.
You have scored.
Oh, I see.
Fencing is a very fascinating and beneficial sport. It develops speed.
Well, it sure does, yeah. I ran out of there faster than greased lightning bugs with something.
Mortimer, what would you say if I told you that I don't think that you have the sense you were born with?
Well, I'd say, touche.
That's very good. Mortimer, nothing you say today can upset me.
No?
No, because of the success of the picture. I remember Mama.
Yeah? What are you so happy about?
Well, you see, I'll tell you. Harriet Parsons persuaded me to appear in the first picture that I've ever made without you or Charlie.
Yeah?
Yes. Have you seen Mama?
No, no, no. I live with Grandpa.
Oh, with Grandpa. Well, is your mother living yet?
No, no. Not yet.
Not yet, either. Well, I'm speaking of George Stevens' production of I Remember Mama, which has recently opened to unprecedented attendance and is receiving enthusiastic public acclaim.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe they can fix it up.
Well, they don't have to.
Hello, Edgar.
Well, Barbara Bel Geddes and Rudy Vallee.
Edgar, we dropped in because we feel like celebrating.
Well, so do I, Rudy.
Edgar, this is a happy reunion.
Yes, Rudy and I haven't seen you since we finished our picture at RKO.
Well, Barbara, I must tell you that you gave an outstanding performance.
Well, thank you, Edgar. But to me, the scene in which Miss Dunn sang in the hospital, that was the high spot.
Rudy, what did you think of Miss Dunn's song?
Well, it was excellent and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
But I couldn't help but feel that it was a wonderful spot for a saxophone solo.
Yes.
Of course, I'd never suggest it.
No.
No. But I thought it was rather cute, the way you brought your saxophone to the studio every day.
They never did use your saxophone, did they, Rudy?
Only to put cigarette butts in. But if you want a frank opinion, ask a child. Charlie.